on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
One of the victims of a 2021 unrest attack in Durban that claimed the life of Njabulo Dlamini has taken the stand in the Durban High Court. Four men are on trial for murder and attempted murder following the incident outside a tavern in Phoenix. Newswatch's Gunokuhle Malinga reports from court.
A calm-looking Oskhona Madlala sat upright in the witness box. He told the court he recognized three of the accused, but he was seeing tavern owner Trevor Gopo for the first time today. The 27-year-old Madlala survived the attack outside T's tavern on the 12th of July 2021. He told the court he was at home in Inanda when a white Quanta minibus pulled up outside his yard. He says one of the five people in the vehicle asked him to accompany them to T's tavern. Madlala told the court he used to visit the tavern to buy cocaine from dealers selling inside the establishment. The trial was shown video footage of a mob severely assaulting Madlala, Dlamini, and another man from their group before their minibus was torched. Dlamini later died in hospital. Gunokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Durban High Court.
The price of petrol is set to drop at midnight, but there's no relief for those who use diesel.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 28 cents a litre. Diesel will increase by 63 and 65 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin at retail level will increase by 43 cents a litre.
Robert Maige from the Department of Mineral Resources and Petroleum says several international factors have contributed to the mixed adjustment.
The slightly lower price of oil on average during the period under review, and the rand strengthened slightly against the US dollar and cushioned the prices by 4 to 5 cents per liter. The slate levy remained unchanged at 0 cents per liter in the price structures of petrol and diesel.
And China plans to introduce free preschool education as the world's second most populous nation faces a looming demographic crisis. That government says childcare and education fees will be waived for children attending public kindergartens from later this year. China's population has declined for three consecutive years, with the United Nations demography models predicting it could fall from around 1.4 billion today to 800 million by the year 2100. There were just 9.54 births in China last year, half the number in 2016. The top story, one of the victims of a 2021 unrest attack in Durban that claimed the life of a man has taken the stand in the Durban High Court. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins confirm Henry Davids as their new assistant coach. Liverpool striker Cody Gakpo wants the Reds to compete across all competitions this season. And Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open.